Greetings, brothers and sisters, saints and friends. Welcome to another episode of Esther 414, Hadassa Speaks. I am your host, Hadassa, coming to the kingdom for such a time as this. And the opening song is God Turn It Around from John Reddick. One of my favorite songs from last year. Still love to hear it. Blessed me then and even blesses me now. So I hope this episode is finding you well. And this is a Sunday evening for me. So I hope that you also had a great Sunday or are having a great Sunday. So what I want to talk about today is seducers. Staying away from evil seducers. And I'm going to be coming from 2 Timothy chapter 3. And this is stemming from, of course, the things that have been going on in the media concerning church with the exposures that God is doing and just the outright foolishness that we're seeing in some of the houses of God, some of the places that are calling themselves houses of God. And so it's been on my mind, and I really would like to see a turnaround, but I just know that prophecy is being fulfilled. And as a minister of the gospel, it's a responsibility that I have along with other ministers of the gospel to make sure that the gospel remains true, or that we remain true to the gospel, and that we are preaching a word that is true, and that we're calling out those things that are error. When we see the spirit of error, it is our job to call it out, to protect the sheep. You know, you don't have to have your own physical church to necessarily have sheep, but I consider all of the believers to be the sheep of the Lord's pasture. And shepherds have a responsibility to protect the sheep. So when a wolf comes in, we cannot sit silently by and allow that to happen. We have to counter lies and counter deception with truth. So I want to read from 2 Timothy chapter 3. And I might just go ahead and do the whole chapter. I was only going to do a part of it, but I just want to, you know, set some context here and just go from the top. So 2 Timothy chapter 3, starting at verse 1, it says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." No doubt about it, you'll know you're in the last days because there are going to be some dangerous times out here. And what makes them so dangerous is that it's so easy, it's full of deception. What makes these last days so very dangerous, because even believers are being deceived. You are on the right path, but you're following people who are getting ready or trying unintentionally or intentionally to lead you astray or to lead the flock astray. So we've got to be diligent and we've got to be watchful and vigilant out here in these last days. So the times that it's dangerous out here. Verse 2, "For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, yes, Lord, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy." Proud, boasters, blasphemers. We already saw that with William Murphy. In the church, it was blasphemy. Bringing the club into what he called the house of God, that was blasphemy. He's the one that labels himself a church. He labels himself a bishop. So he blasphemed the house of God. Then after blaspheming the house of God, the man, once again, responds to the critics. Response. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go back and listen to my previous episode. But he responded to his critics with boasting about the number of souls that he won and being proud Okay, so this is a prime example. You know, this is evidence, proof that we're living in the last days. Verse 3, still talking about the type of people that we're going to run into in these last days. Without natural affection, we know that's happening. We know for a fact that's true. Just look at the community, the LGBTQ community. Without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce despisers of those that are good. Fierce despisers of those that are good. I mean, there's some vicious stuff going out here on, you got street preachers who are being shot, street preachers who have been slapped, punched, because these people hate to hear the truth. They don't like God's people. So there's all kind of things that are going on against the people of God. All you have to do is just pull up social media and you can find these type stories. Verse 4, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. People are more concerned with enjoying themselves, enjoying their lives, than they are with loving God. They're going to put their fleshly desires and pleasures over the things of God. There are people out here who are willing, people who were people of God, that God have blessed with all kinds of gifts and talents, and they trade that stuff in for the riches of this world because they want the pleasures of the world. They want the pleasures that go along with being a part of the world. The pleasures that go along with fame and fortune. So they're trading their souls for these kind of things. We're seeing it. We're seeing it. I want you to understand what season you're in and how important it is for us as believers to hold on to what we first believed. To what we first believe. So this is where I'm going to be hanging. This is where I'm going to be hanging. So traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. What are we supposed to do according to this verse? From such, turn away. There are people out here that have a form of godliness. They're the form. They look like that they're church people. They look like that they're believers. They look like that they're the children of God. But they deny the very power that drives it. The very power of God. The Bible, Paul is telling Timothy, from such people, turn away. Turn away. This is the same admonition for you and me today. When we encounter people that have a form of godliness, or we encounter a church that has a form of godliness, but the very power of God himself is being denied in the house, then we need to turn away from that. We need to withdraw our memberships from that. We need to turn away, turn our ears off to pastors and bishops and evangelists and teachers and prophets who have the form of godliness, but they deny the power. Deny the power thereof. Let's go on to the next verse. Verse 6. For of this sort, it's talking about, what is this sort? This is verse 6. For of this sort are they which creep into houses. The type of people that have this form of godliness, they're fake. They look like they're godly. This is the type of people that creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led with diverse lust. So these are the type of people, the William Murphys and the Kirk Franklins and the Jamal Bryants. Yes, I'm calling out names. These are the type of people They have that form of, they got the right suit, they got the right look, they got the right sound, they got a form of godliness. These are the ones that creep into the houses of silly women, hold them captive. They caught up in who they are. They caught up in the look. They caught up in the voice. They caught up in the celebrity. And then they lead these women away with their various and myriad lusts. That's what you have there. Ever learning, verse 7, and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Got a form of godliness. They're learning about this and learning about that, all that motivational speaking. But through all of that talking and learning, they never ever get to the place where they know the truth. There's only one truth. And they never get there because they're so caught up in themselves and keeping the form and the fashion up. Keeping the appearance that I'm godly and confusing these women and drawing them in and when they get drawn in, then they're going to be held captive in this bondage, believing that they're following a man or a woman of God. Led captive, silly women, laden with sins. And they remain in those sins because these people are ever learning. Always learning something. Know this, know that. This degree, that degree. Learn their teaching about this topic, teaching about that topic, everything but the gospel. But they're never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Verse 8. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Same people we're talking about, these heady, these high-minded folks with this form of godliness, we're still talking about the same type of people, the ones that we're supposed to turn away from. Once we recognize that that's who we're dealing with, that's who's leading us, that's who we're dealing with, we are supposed to turn away from them. They're looked at as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. They're not interested in the truth. They fight against the truth. Then they out here leading silly women astray. Men of corrupt minds. Reprobate concerning the faith. Reprobate concerning the faith. They have corrupt minds. And they are reprobate. When it comes to the things of God, when it comes to the faith, when it comes to faith in Jesus Christ, they're irredeemable. They're reprobate. It's over. They ain't even think about it anyway. They're reprobate concerning the faith. Yeah, you better turn away from these. And this is what I believe is going on with the William Murphys and the Jamal Bryans. They're reprobate concerning the faith. They're so caught up in being who they are, the bishop and being Jamal and thinking that they know more than everybody else. They're so caught up in that they're reprobate concerning the faith. They are corrupt in their minds and they're trying to corrupt their followers. One want to sell weed. One want to have a club in the house of God. It's time out for tiptoeing around this stuff and worried about being labeled as judgmental. I don't really care about that anymore. It's too many lives and too many souls at stake for us to sit back and pretend that we don't see these wolves. These men of corrupt minds. These men who are resisting the truth. These men who are reprobate concerning the faith. These men who have a form of godliness, but yet they deny the power thereof. Paul said, turn away from them. How are you going to turn away when you don't even know what you're dealing with? Nobody's telling you to turn away because you're afraid of being judged. I'm not. That's what's in the midst. That's what's in your pulpit. Turn away. Run from them. Run from them. Let me keep going. Verse 9. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs was also. So they're being called out. He says they ain't gonna proceed no further because their foolishness is going to be revealed. Their foolishness is going to be revealed to all men. So they can't proceed any further. And that's what's going on. William Murphy is being called out on the carpet about this. And it's going viral. Same thing with the other fellow who wanted, Jamal Bryant, who wanted to grow weed as a business. And who doesn't believe that older women can be told to remain celibate if they're single. You know, it's this foolishness that's out there. The same man that is pushing for a woman's right to choose, and then goes and christens children, all in the same service. They're playing with God. These people are reprobate concerning the faith. You cannot continue to be caught up in the celebrity of these mega church pastors. These men are corrupt. Let me go on to verse 10. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner, of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience. You've known persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured. But out of them all, the Lord delivered me. Yes, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So all of us who live godly in Christ Jesus, who are able to stand up in this hour that we're living in this age, that we find ourselves living, if we're able to remain and live godly in Christ, go on and set yourself and prepare to suffer persecution. Verse 13, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. They're going to get worse and worse. These men with these corrupt minds who have this form of godliness, these men that are reprobate in the faith, these men are going to get worse and worse. Because who would have ever thought that a bishop would have a full-blown club celebration, a club, bring the club into the church? See, I thought Jamal Bryant was bad. I honestly did with the stuff that he was doing and the stuff that he was saying. But William Murphy topped him. So you know you're in the last days because these men are getting bolder with it and they're getting worse and worse. And Paul is warning Timothy that you have to turn away from these type of people. And I'm telling you the same thing. I don't care how big the church is. I don't care how famous they are. I don't care. When they show themselves, when their foolishness is manifest before you, you got to get out of there. Because your soul is on the line. Your soul is at stake. Because you are being led by the wolf. You are being led by somebody who's reprobate towards the truth. They resist the truth. They are reprobate concerning the faith. They don't care anymore. They're just doing something. And you're following them. Why? Because they are a good praise singer. Got good songs. They have a big church. They got an anointed sounding voice. Because they have the form of godliness. Turn away. Run away. Separate yourself. And what else did Paul say to Timothy? He said in verse 14, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them." He wants him to remain and continue in the sound doctrine that he got from him. Now, if you've only been a member of William Murphy's church, I don't know. Or Jamal Bryan's church, I don't know if you've gotten sound doctrine. But you do need to find somewhere that has some sound doctrine and that's teaching the truth. And when you hear that truth, you need to continue in that. Because if you're under the leadership of a seducer, an evil seducer, let's look at the word seduce. To seduce means to lead astray. And they do that usually by persuasion or false promises. Persuasion or false promises. And I'm telling you, what comes to my mind, I can't get that New Year's Eve service out of my mind of William Murphy. Because he offered himself as a pastor. At his altar call, he offered himself as their pastor. He offered the church as their church, as their local church. He's persuading these people to join him. Let me be your pastor. Let this be your church. Not join the family of God, but join me. Let me be your pastor. Join my church. Join the Dream Center. And what are the promises? Do they believe that they're saved because they join his church or because they are following him as their pastor? These are false promises. He's persuading them through through that party that he showed them. Hey, if this is salvation, if I could come in the house of God and swag and surf and walk it out and do all the dances that I do in the world, hey, and still be saved, yeah, this is where I want to go. He seduced them with that lie. He is an evil seducer. An evil seducer. If 150 people join his church based on the club scene that he presented to them, in their minds, they're okay. They're okay. They're going to heaven because they joined his church, because they got him as their pastor. Well, that's a false promise. Also, to seduce means to attract to a belief or to a course of action that is inadvisable or foolhardy. I don't advise anybody to join a church that just had two whole secular songs played by a DJ in the house of God. That's a fool who will join that church. I said it, y'all. I'm not gonna pull no punches here. I'm gonna go ahead and put it out there the way it needs to be put out here. And let the chips fall where they may. Once again, there are souls on the line. And I'm going to speak truth. I'm going to speak truth that needs to be heard. These men are playing with God. And I believe they're on the other side. They're on the other team. I don't believe that they're on the Lord's side. I don't believe that they're ignorant enough to believe that it's okay to push abortion in one breath and 5 minutes later, christen children. Or dedicate children to God. You're playing with God. You're mocking God. They're mocking God. And that needs to be dealt with. So verse 14 again. "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, and has been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them." Okay. So Timothy was learning under Paul. So he could continue in that doctrine because it was sound. So you need to make sure that you're following sound doctrine. Sound doctrine. Okay. So that's what was on my heart this Sunday. That's what's on my heart today. But that's all I have for you right now. Until next time, grace and peace.